As Pope Shenouda said, a church without youth is a church without a future. The kids' liturgy is tailored to teach our children about God and their church. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Kids Sunday homily.
Jesus Christ talks about him being the light of the world, and he came to give us the light, and so he removes all the darkness from our lives. And one of the ways that we can do that is by becoming close to the Bible, because the Word of God is light to us. We sure don't like to live in darkness, do we? Who likes to stay in the dark here? Anyone likes to stay in the dark? Really? You like the dark? Huh? I don't think so. I think all the kids hate the dark. You're scared of the dark, huh? You love the dark? I don't know about that, Zuki. But anyway, generally speaking, we don't like the dark, okay? But yet this morning, our Lord Jesus Christ sees the world before him. We're all living in darkness. But through Jesus, we can only be in the light. And we all love the light, because the light is a symbol of joy. You know, when we're having a good time, there's always going to be light around us. Today we're in church and the lights are on. And that's because we're all joyful, because the Lord is here with us. So always we think of the light as being Jesus. He is the light of our life. And the only time we can have light is when we have a relationship with God. And the light comes from our relationship with God. And one of the ways we can have a relationship that brings light into our life is through reading your Bible. How many of you read your Bible regularly, mainly daily? Okay? And that's important, to have a little bit of reading every day, so that the light of Jesus can come in your heart always. Okay? But let's promise that we'll read the Bible regularly, okay? Can everyone promise? Read the right. Every day we can just read a short chapter or half a chapter from your Bible. And this for sure will bring us the light. We feel good, we feel joyful, we feel happy always. And we'll always be full of light and full of love and full of joy and happiness. The second thing I want to talk to you about today is a special day. And it's about Mother's Day today, okay? Did you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Remember, today is Mother's Day?
Yes.
You know that? I want you to give me an example where Jesus Christ listened to his mother. Anyone tell me, when did Jesus Christ listen to his mother? Yes, I do. Huh? When?
The wedding of Cana.
Yes, the wedding of Cana. That's right. Very good. Give me a clap. The wedding of Cana. So when we look at our mothers, how special they are, aren't they? Are mothers special or not? They are, yes. Because we learn this from Jesus Christ. You know, St. Mary was very, very precious to him. And he listened to her. Huh? 21? Oh, okay. So today we have a gift for all mothers today, by the way. So I'll keep that here and we'll show you at the end. Alright? So Jesus was, his mother was very precious to him. And you know, like, Jesus shows us that our mothers have to be respected. You know that? They must be respected. And he always honored her. Even on the cross, what did he do? He was going to die. He knew he was going to die. But he made sure that she was looked after. Jesus Christ himself, he made sure that she was looked after by who? Huh? Okay, he said it. By John. Because he said to John, he said to his mother that this is your son. And he said to John, this is your mother. Look after her. So in other words, we see that Jesus was very respectful to his mother. His mother who he was born from. And this is how we learn to be respectful to our parents as well. Because the Bible says, honor your mother and father, and your life shall be prolonged. And it's one of the Ten Commandments, is to honor your mother and father, and your life shall be prolonged. That means you'll have blessing in your life. One of the other things our Lord Jesus Christ did as well was to restore the respect to women in general. Because in Jewish time, women didn't have the respect. If you notice, in the genealogy, when they were talking about the birth of Jesus, there was no mention of women. Like, they were always men. But Jesus restored to restore that dignity and that respect to women, because he was born of St. Mary. And when did he, when he appeared after the resurrection, who was the first one he appeared to? Can anyone tell me? Some of the boys? Yes? Who was the first woman he appeared to? Yes, Matthias? Mary Magdalene, exactly, in the garden. So that shows a lot that Jesus is respecting his mother, he respected his and women as well. So today we have a special, the special day today is that we remember what Mum always does for us. And we offer her thank you. Can everyone say now, thank you, Mum.
Thank you, Mum.
For all that you have done for me. And God bless you. And we're going to add to that, that we are going to be good and good children, that we're going to listen to Mum. Okay? Ah, somebody's saying, oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. All right. So we now, one of the things that we honor our parents with is that we listen to them. And that's what we learned that from Jesus, didn't we? When Jesus asked, his mother asked him to do something that he was not supposed to do, because he said to her, look, Mum, you know, it's not the right time for me to do this miracle. Right? It was the miracle of changing the wine into the water into wine, because they ran out. They were at a wedding, and then she decided, look, you know, I need to help here, and I know he's the, you know, who Jesus is. He's my son, and I'm going to ask him to do something about it. And Jesus said to her, look, you know, it's not really my time, but because you asked me, Mum, all right, I'm going to do it for you. And that's respect. And I think that's something, that's a lesson that we learn from our Lord Jesus, that how we respect our mothers. So one of the things that we need to do is always listen to our parents. Because, you know, they know better. They know better. They have wisdom. They're older than us. And for sure, rest assured that when Mum tells you something or Dad tells me something, that is for your benefit. What else do they want from you? Do they want money from you? They want you to go out and work or do whatever. They don't want anything from you. They just want to be proud of you. And that's very important, that your parents will always do the right thing for you, because they want to see you grow and become proud of you. Education-wise, spiritually, in the church, you become deacons. You know, the best people are those who are actually deacons and sitting in the church like this. And that's what Mum and Dad always push you to do, to come to church, have a spiritual life. To be with good friends is another thing as well. To choose your friends rightly, and those who are respectful to the church and to God and to themselves are the ones that you should be your friends. Okay? And that's what Mum and Dad try to push you to do, to go to their friends who are good and to do. So everything that Mum and Dad do for you are for your benefit. Isn't that wonderful? To have parents who really care about you and do everything, whether they teach you, whether they give you instructions, is because they love you so much, they want to be proud of you, and they want you to grow and to be a leader in the community, in the society. And that's so beautiful that our parents give us that opportunity always. You are very, very, very blessed children. You are very blessed because your parents love you extremely so much. And like in no other culture is like this kind of culture where our parents come from, you know, the Middle Eastern, where they really look after the family unity. And that's why when we see our children, they grow up, they never leave home. No Coptic person leaves home, and they shouldn't leave home. Because once they're married, they from their parents' house, they go to their wives and their husbands. And that's honorable, and that's respectful. And we maintain that. We have to keep maintaining that, all of us in our minds. So today we offer thank you, Mum. Thank you, all the parents. They're all sitting at the back, by the way. So we thank you. And today we're going to give them a beautiful gift from all the children here at the church. Okay? But the chocolates are not for the kids. The chocolates are for the parents. I don't know what this is. What's this? An icon? Okay, an icon. There's an icon inside as well. May the Lord be with you all, and we thank our mothers, and may the Lord bless them. and give them always the answered prayers from the Lord. And I think that's what we want. I think parents are praying for all of their children for answered prayers so that they can be proud of their children. Glory be to God.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media.